Hello and very welcome to my Simply Patent podcast. My name is Friederike Stephan. I'm a German patent assessor and a European patent attorney, and it is my mission to make the complex world of patents understandable. I'm very happy that you're here today and I wish you a lot of fun with this episode. Hello and welcome to the second part about the unitary patent, the biggest change in the European patent system since lots of years ever, probably. And in the first part, I already talked about the whole system, how it will be. I gave you an overview of what you can expect. And in this part, I want to get more into some considerations which you can think about with the start of the new system. So the first thing here, what I want to talk about is the annual fees. The question, is it really making sense for me to have a unitary patent, or is it better to stay with the old system, at least in the transition period of 7 or 14 years, if it's going to be extended? So let's have a look at the fees. The fees in the first 10 years, which is the average lifetime of a European patent, are about a little bit less than 5,000 euros. And if you take into account that the most validated countries for European patents up to now are Germany, France, the Netherlands, and Great Britain, it will be making sense to get a unitary patent regarding the costs if you want to have those countries or more. So if you already validated in those countries before, then it might be a good option to take the unitary patent in the future. Now I talked about the first 10 years, so year 1 to year 10. But what is with the 10 years after that, year 10 to year 20? And in these 10 years, there will be a lot higher costs coming. For these years, from year 10 to year 20, you will need to pay another 30,000 euros if you want to maintain your unitary patent, which means that over the whole lifetime of 20 years, you would pay overall around 35,500 euros to maintain your patent, which is a lot of money. So the first thing here is to really consider if you will need it or not. And if you validate in very few countries, then it might be better to stay with the old system or even get national patents instead. And with the consideration of the annual fees and the costs which you will have, also the question arises if there will be some discounts for applicants. And yes, there will be a new discount system, which will be for single persons, for small and middle-sized companies, for non-profit organizations, for universities, and for public science institutions. This compensation will be an amount of 500 euros, which you can get if you are applying for a unitary patent. So let's say that you have decided you want a unitary patent. What do you need to do to get it? And what you need to do is to file the application for the unitary patent. And this must be done latest 1 month after your grant. With this application, you also need to file a translation. And this translation is a full translation. It's not only the claims, but you need to also translate the specification. So the whole text of your patent needs to be translated. And in the transition period of 7 years or maybe 14 years, you need to translate it in English if you used French or German when you filed the patent application. Or you need to translate it in another official language of the European Union if your language when applying was already English. So if you filed your patent application already in English, you can choose a language of the European Union and file a full translation of the text with the application for the unitary patent. What can you do now to prepare for the start of the unitary patent system? First, think about your strategy. Will your strategy to apply change or will it stay the same? How is it going to influence your strategy of applying and in which countries you want to apply? Think about also about applications where you have another applicant, where you are not the only applicant, where there's another company who is applying with you for the patent. then maybe it's a good idea to talk about this early enough to find an agreement as soon as the new system starts. And maybe there are also patents where you know already that there's going to be a conflict with. So your own patent, maybe you know that one of your own patents could be attacked soon. Or what's with the patents of the competitors? Is there one which you want to attack soon? And what does it mean for them? Because one of the important points is that the unitary patent court will be responsible also for all the European patents which are already in force. Which means that if you have European patents now, which are already granted, which are already in force, then the unitary patent court will be automatically responsible for those patents. Meaning that as soon as the new system starts, a competitor can kill your patent in a centralized way all at once and it's gone. So this is something which is worth to think about, what it means for your patents and what does it mean for patents from the competitors which you might want to get out of your way. And in the sunrise period, which I explained in the first part, which is the 3 months after Germany has ratified the contracts, in these 3 months, you can already do something about this. And this is that you can file an opt-out with the unitary patent court, which means that you are taking the responsibility for your already existing European patents from the unitary patent court. The unitary patent court will then not be able to be responsible for your European patents. A competitor will then not be able to destroy your patents all at once the new system is in force. On the other hand, this also means that you cannot file a centralized infringement suit with the unitary patent court where you can get a decision for all the member states covered by your European patent. So this is something you need to consider and something you need to keep in mind and think about what would be the best option with your existing patents. These are only some of the considerations that you can do already now before the new system starts. If you're in doubt, I'm sure that your patent attorney will be happy to help you. I hope also that this episode was helping you a little bit and giving you some ideas about what you can do already now. Thank you for being here today. I hope to see you in the next episode. I wish you a good day. Bye bye.